All right. So these are your injuries here. Donald Stevenson didn't practice today. He had an ankle sprain. He got rolled up yesterday. Doesn't look like it's too bad, but it was swollen today. So Sanders Cummings making progress with the foot strain. Junior Hemingway, slight hamstring strain. He should be back here. We have the day off tomorrow, so he should be back the following day. Eric Cush has an ankle sprain. It's just a matter of getting the swelling out of that thing. And then McKnight is continuing with the knee and making progress. And Van Dyke, David Van Dyke, has the slight hamstring there. Hudson today, his lower back tightened up. That's Otis Hudson. And DeMarcus Van Dyke, slight hamstring, gains. He's being evaluated right now. He banged his head a little bit. And we're just trying to take a precautionary measure. I think he'll probably be okay. Had some good work today. Got to work a little bit of 2 minute today live. And the guys, I thought, did a nice job. It was one offense versus two defense. And then we flopped over and went one defense versus two offense. And the threes went against the threes. And got 10-plus snaps with each group. So it was good work there. You know, we'll try to do that. We'll try to break down the situations as we go, and by the time we get to game time, we should have them all in.
Andy, time's yours. Talk about that.
Well, they're challenging each other. Both of them are good kickers. So today was a tie. I told them it was like the World Cup. I mean, you know, play practice for an hour, and then they tied. So, I mean, still exciting, though, to watch, right? So.
Hey, I know that you leave the personnel stuff to Dorsey. You said about a month or two ago that you're still optimistic some would get down with Alex. Are you keeping the same stance right now? I mean, where are you at with that?
Yeah, I mean, there's communication going on. So I told you before, that's the important thing. And Alex is a good football player. He's great for this football team, and we're lucky to have him here. So, Doris and they're working through it, and just see what happens. Some of these things take, you know how the game goes. I mean, Not a big worry. Alex isn't worried about it, and I'm not worried about it. We just go play.
And I don't want to just ask the question, but is there like a potential for distraction? Like if it doesn't get done before the season? Like, you get what I'm saying?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Alex, he's been around. He knows how it works, so I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, quite a laundry list of guys that were out. Too many?
No, not at all. No, we got good work today. Yeah, got good work. Guys will be coming back here quick, so. That happens normally the first 3 days, and then they get back into it, and they'll be all right.
What did the San Diego game show you about Chase Daniel? And, like, what do you expect? Like, what do you need to see from him to make sure, for him to ensure he sticks around?
Well, he just needs to keep being Chase Daniel, right? Keep being himself and playing the way he plays. He's a competitive guy, and he makes plays, and he did play well in the San Diego game, so he's a good football player.
But you say beat Chase Daniel, that's what? Intermediate passes, make good decisions?
No. No, there's no part of the offense that you hold back. He gets it all just like Alex does. He can make all the throws, and he's a good football player.
Sounds like you guys put a lot of stock in that San Diego game for guys that didn't get to play a lot.
Well, you don't get – well, that you add that into what we've seen. I mean, we're not just putting it on that game. But what we've seen them do, and then if that transfer – what you've seen before that game, if it transfers into the game and they play four quarters with it and it still comes out with that same pitcher, well, then, that's – I think that's a worthy evaluation tool that you can use and give them an opportunity.
Coach, you getting Ryan Harris a lot of work. What have you learned about him since he's been around the last few days?
He's a good, solid player, it looks like. So we'll see how he does with what time is. He's had a couple injuries in there in his career, so we'll see how he does as he works through this thing.
Are they going to Fisher and Stevenson? Is he the only guy you're comfortable with on the left side?
No, I mean, I would tell you we could probably kick 21 out there, and he probably could do a pretty good job, too. He's been working. You saw him working reps out there today, so. Well, I mean, we talk about it. We talk about it. You hear the guys mentioning it on the field, and they're working hard. It's not just finish a series or a game. It's finish every down the right way, and not that every play is going to be a perfect play, but you give it your best shot, right? And then you get back and you do the same thing, and you keep your attention to detail throughout this practice. These are long, man. And so you keep your focus and that attention to detail and your intensity level up, and then you rest when it's over, right?
Last one right here. Right here. Go
ahead. Philip Gaines, you know, since the pads came on, what have you seen from him and his development?
Yeah, well, listen, when he's been out here, it's been good. He's he's had a couple bruises, you know, been banged up a little bit, but he I like
too.
Sure, that's right. No, he's a smart kid and very talented. Yeah, looks right. Like he has a lot of talent. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, good.
All right, be safe.